This is Kate Harness with 307net Radio, and today I'm joined by four students from Buffalo High School. They've been here for a year, and they're all uniquely connected in the sense that they've all been foreign exchange students for the year. And you're about to wrap up and go home, aren't you guys? It's just the very end. We're speaking at the very end of the last school week, and I think you're all leaving in the next just few short days or a week or so. Just to introduce you, Francesco.
Yeah.
You are from
Milan
in Italy. Okay, and you have been a senior this year, or?
So it was kind of, hard to explain, because for the athletic part, and for all the sports, I was considered a senior. So I did like the senior nights, and I was recognized as a senior. But for academics, I was considered as a junior. So I took the ACT. And I did everything with the juniors.
Okay.
So, yeah, I didn't graduate, and, yeah.
Well, and maybe we'll talk a little bit in how the education systems in your own countries are different from the experiences that you've had here in the US. And you are?
I'm Aide. And, yeah, I'm from Madrid, Spain.
And from Spain. And you're also from Spain. You are?
Ithier.
Okay, and so you're also from Madrid. And Tobias, you are from?
Oslo
in Norway. Okay, so that's quite a diversity, and it's strange that you two both come from Madrid and you didn't know each other, did you?
No.
So just to ask each of you, what made you even consider and want to be part of a foreign exchange program? And it disrupts your own education at home, and you kind of left your own peer groups and so on. But Tobias, what was it that made you think, this is what I want to try?
A lot of my family have gone on exchanges, like my cousin and my aunt have gone to America and South America, so it sounded very interesting. Then my parents, they never really did, so they wanted me to at least try.
Okay. And you, were you like Francesco, were you a sort of a senior / junior this year?
Yeah, we had kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Junior as
a Is that the same for all of you?
Kind of,
okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And so what about you, Ithia?
What I wanted to come?
Yes, what made you think, oh, I'll come
to
the US to study for a year?
My best friend was an exchange student last year, and I was so jealous of her. Like, I was like, I have to try it. And then my parents, they want me to, like, have a good English for, like, jobs in Spain and everything, because in Spain, like, know English, like how to talk in English is like important and everything. So I feel that's why.
So the kind of the cultural experience, the learning another language, mastering another language, because if you're here for at least 9 months, are you dreaming in English yet?
Oh yeah.
You are? Yes. Yes. And what about you?
Well, my mom did, like, she went 2 years to Ireland, also like an exchange student. Mm-hmm. So she always like told me about her experiences there, and I was always so curious about it. So she offered me, like, this opportunity.
And so have you any of you experienced in your own schools or just when you've been living in your own countries that there have been exchange students from the U.S. there?
No. I feel like it's very hard to have someone from the U.S. to come to our country because, I mean, in Europe, I think in every country in Europe, students have to learn English. I mean, we have to take English through the all 13 years of school that we take. So while here in the U.S., people don't have to take, like, Italian or Spanish. I mean, they can, but it's not required. So I feel like it's harder for someone from the U.S. to go in Europe to have an exchange year. I mean, I've heard of people doing that, but I've never actually seen an exchange student in my country.
So did any of you pick Wyoming?
No.
No, none of you picked Wyoming. And
no.
So you opened your letter saying that, yes, your application had been successful and you saw you were going to Wyoming. What did you think?
I thought Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Buffalo and I was like, I already heard about that city. I mean, I thought I was going to go in a small town, but I already heard of that. And then I went online and I searched Buffalo, Wyoming. I saw like a 5,000 people town. I was like, okay, yeah, I was wrong. Yeah. And then I looked at everything, like the temperature, the population, how many people are here, how big is the town. But yeah, we couldn't pick. I mean, with my agency, you had the opportunity to pick like in the United States, you could pick like a couple of states where you wanted to go, but you had to pay more. And they don't suggest you to do that. Also, because everywhere you're gonna go, like in every state, you're gonna probably end up in a small town, so in a small community. So they were like, they're all kind of the same. So they suggested me not to pick anything, and just to let.
Okay. So what were your first impressions when you arrived? Had you been to the U.S. before?
No.
No. Okay. So what did you think?
Well, I was, like, impressed, like, I don't know if it's because it's a small town, but in Spain, like, people is walking on the streets, like, they're, like, everyone can go everywhere. Here, you cannot go, like, everywhere without a car
mm-hmm.
or things, and the plans that you do, it's, they're, like, a lot different.
Yeah.
So I came here when there was, like, no school, and I remember that the only thing that we can do was, like, go get ice cream or, like, to the lake and... I didn't have that many friends either, so...
It's hard to make friends, isn't it? You were learning some more better English anyway,
mm-hmm.
but without school and all those activities
yeah.
And so on, that was difficult. What did you think, Tobias, when you rocked up here? I mean, we've got mountains. You have mountains in Norway, but pretty much everything else is quite different, I would imagine.
Yeah, it was pretty different. Like, temperature probably doubled from back home,
mm-hmm.
and, yeah... For me, the first week was pretty hectic because of football. So,
sure.
Yeah, I didn't really get to see much of the town.
So how did, when you first kind of walked into the high school in the first few days, how did, what did you think about all these students? Did they look like students do back in your own countries?
Well, I don't know. My experience was very weird. Like, the whole school system is different from where I live. So... like walking the hallway and have a locker is not something that we have. I mean, in my country, it works that you go to school, you have like 20 classmates, and you always go in the same room and you stay there the whole 5 years of high school, and the teachers rotate. So I basically used to see the same 20 people every day. And when I came here, like seeing all these people in the hallway, having to change room every lesson. After every lesson, and like actually having conversation with people in the hallways, it was very weird. I mean, at least to me.
Was that? Did you share a similar experience? Was it very different?
Yeah.
The whole system.
Oh yeah. When I came here, like in Spain, I was like, well, if it's gonna be the same, I'm gonna have friends. Like, no way, I'm not gonna have friends because I'm gonna be in a class with people, you know. But then I found out, and you like change every class and everything. So I was like, oh, that's gonna be.
I think we're just talking about even just how the school day goes, let alone how the curriculum is
mm-hmm.
taught and what the curriculum is. But did you find it hard to make friends?
Yeah, because at the end you're not with the same people all the time. And at first it was like so many new faces that like you didn't even remember who you saw. And like,
and
I think the best way to make friends was like joining like an activity or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know... Tobias, I know that you played football. And
I did cross country.
Yes. And what about you two girls? What did you do?
I did volleyball.
Yeah.
And I did cheer.
And were those things that you could have done at home? Football, obviously not, because
mm-hmm.
football is really an American sport. But
I mean, I've never done cross country before.
Yeah.
And also because we don't have school sports where in my country. So basically you join a club and you play like the whole school year. So from September to June, one sport the whole year. So I've been playing soccer my entire life, and when I came here, they told me, yeah, we have like seasonal sports, so these are your choices, and you gotta make a choice if you want to join a sport. So they told me you can either join football in the fall or cross country, and they suggested me not to do football because they told me that I would have been hurt so much. Yeah. And so I joined cross country. It was a good experience. I mean, I kind of made new friends. It was hard at the beginning because my English was so bad. So it was hard to communicate. But yeah, I made a lot of friends. And I feel like, as she said, to join an activity helped a lot.
Okay.
To integrate.
So how have you found the education process itself? I mean, has this year been a kind of a year out for you, or are you, so you sort of suspended your own education back in your own countries, and how have you find the level has sort of, is it a very different approach?
Yeah. For example, like this year in Spain will be like my last year, and I feel like it's like the hardest one that you like have to do in Spain. Like everyone hates it. So, mm-hmm. When I came here, I was like gonna be like, this is gonna be a year like, just like to have fun and make friends and new experience, but not study at all.
Right. And so, have you found the kind of in your countries? Would you be doing the same kinds of school work? Would it be the same kind of things? And maybe some different things like, you know, math might be the same, for example, but history would obviously be different because you would be learning about your own national histories, probably some world history, but essentially different things. There have been very big differences, or have you found some commonality?
I feel like here it's way more, like, practical, at least in Spain. It's more, like, study, like you don't get any note card, any multiple choice, it's all in your mind. You have to memorize this whole like study packet of like 30 pages and you have to know it by heart. It's not like,
sure,
let's make a project or like,
well, yeah. I resonate with that very strongly. I was educated in the UK and I think I've taken 4 multiple choice tests in my entire life, one of which was my American driving license. You know, it was not a form of testing that you know, I was used to at all. I'd probably fail every multiple choice test because I want to kind of adapt bits of the answers and so on. But have you enjoyed the way that we learn here?
I feel like for us, it was good that school wasn't like too hard. We were used, I mean, I was used to a really harder system of school. So came here, I had the time to adapt. Also because at the beginning, my English wasn't good enough to like pass all my classes. So the fact that here the school is easier, they give you like more time, the tests are easier. I feel like that helped a lot. Also because it doesn't take a lot of your time, like outside the school. So I remember when I was in Italy, I used to study every day, so I had no free time to like hang out with my friends or do anything else. But here, you actually have time after school. There are kids that work or kids that do sports, or like just to hang out. It was a really good experience just having time after school to be able to do everything I wanted.
So knowing what you know now, do you think the system in your own country, or do you think the system here is better?
I think it depends on what you want, because I feel like in my country, people have more knowledge. I mean, some kids here don't really care because they already know them. Also because this is like a really cowboy area. Mm-hmm. So maybe some kids don't really care about the school because they already know they're going to be cowboys or they're going to, I don't know, do...
Not an option for you in Milan.
Yeah, not an option for me. So also for us, I feel like to study is really important and it takes a lot of our time, and to have as much knowledge as we can is our goal. But here, some kids, like, put everything they have in sports to get a scholarship, something that we cannot have, for example. Like, we cannot have a scholarship for sports. So we have to put everything we have in studying. But here, I feel like kids have different choices. So the school for them, they can either take it very seriously and gain a lot of knowledge, or just kind of enjoy the school and have more freedom because they know they're going to do something else.
So we've talked about some of the things that you've experienced. Was it difficult? What were the things that were difficult? I'm sure nothing is easy. You left your home, you left your families. There are quite a few rules that you have to abide by, which maybe not all other students here have to abide by. Mm-hmm. What were the biggest challenges for you, Tobias?
I really don't know what the biggest challenge would be. Like you said, the rules. Sometimes they get pretty strict, as in like when you can be home and what you can do on the weekends, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, the regular day is not really that hard.
So would kids, are you allowed to drive yourselves?
Yes.
You are?
I'm not.
Oh, no.
And you are not?
No.
So you're not.
I thought you said
no.
People want
no, no, no. So you are, you can't drive yourselves, which means that you don't have some independence.
Yeah.
You know, that's tough at your age.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
You want to be off doing your own things
and
so on.
You always have to ask for, like, rides.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some, so you're, but you're allowed to ride with another student?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So there's that. I think many Americans would be, find that very difficult to not be able to do that.
Challenges,
oh, yeah.
Like having to ask for a ride every time, not be able to move. Because maybe sometimes if you have someone telling you, "Hey, come over to my house," you always are gonna tell them, "Yeah, but you gotta pick me
you
up."
Got, and you gotta take me home.
Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, or you gotta take me home because I cannot go home by myself at the time that I'm supposed to be home. So I feel like all the rules we have, they were not like very strict, so I enjoyed my year. I had some rules to follow, but they didn't really take anything away from me, I feel like. But sometimes I really wanted to like have the independence of.
Yeah. And you've all lived with at least one host family.
Yeah.
And so how was that living in somebody else's home, you know, in lots of different cultural expectations too. Was that difficult?
Yeah, I feel like with my family, like, it was really easy to get along with, because maybe like the first day was a little weird, but because like it was like a new place, but I've always had like a really good relationship with them, and I feel like we connected really good.
So what do you think, being on the other side of it now, what do you think makes a good host family? If somebody is listening to this and thinking, you know what, I'd love to have that experience in my home with my children or whatever it is, what would your advice be to a host family?
I feel like you just have to be open-minded, and you just have to like want to have someone in your home, because if you think about it, you're going to have like someone even if you don't like it, or like maybe like, yeah, you can change home and everything. But it's just harder, and you just have to, like, think that you want to host someone and, like, have the experience and give, like, give him the experience that someone will want to. And
so do you think that the stereotypes or the conceptions that people in your country hold about Americans, and bearing in mind that this is just one very small part of America, do you think they're fair or not? Have you changed your opinion about?
Okay, I don't know. I feel like, so a lot of people told me before coming here, you're not going to America, you're going to Wyoming, because they always told me that Wyoming is different from every other thing in America. So I expected, I pretty much expected everything I did, like the football games, the prom, all these American things that we saw on the TV, like having a locker or changing rooms. That was something I expected and something that really happened. But there were, like, a lot of things that, I don't know, were new to me, like a lot of small things. I don't know, like all the fast foods, the different foods that they have here. Or, yeah, also, like, we talk about the cars, like having friends that actually can drive, to me was very weird, because all my friends, we just hang out with bikes. So all the little things, like, there were a lot of little things that were different from, or I didn't expect, because I also came here trying not to think a lot about what to expect, because I was like, I'm just going to go there and see what it is. I don't want to expect anything that maybe I would be, I don't know, upset because I don't do. So I was just open-minded to everything, and I feel like I saw a lot of stuff that I will remember, yeah, for sure.
I feel that's something that I miss a lot, like, from Spain. I feel that it's, like, go, like, to places by yourself. Like, here I can't, like, go into a car and go, like, to the lake by myself and, like, listen to music or, like, things like that. But in Spain, for example, I can just get a bus, and if I want to go to, like, shopping by myself or things like that that I used to do and that I miss a lot. Like, now here, I just, like, I just want something to drink, for example, and I have to call someone and, like, hey, can you give me a ride? Hey,
yes.
Can you go with me?
That dependence is probably difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you think, now you're on the very close to going home, what of these, the experience that you've had, do you think you're going to take back with you? What are you going to What are you going to take with you? Not just memories, but what are you going to apply when you get back?
I feel like the independence that I gained, like, I've always lived with my family, so I always had them to help me. But here I was kind of by myself, especially at the beginning. I used to spend a lot of time by myself to just have myself to count on. I was just, by myself. So I feel like when I go home to have my parents, it would be good, but I will also won't need them as much as I needed them before I left.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like this really helps people to open their mind also. I saw some things here that would, I don't know, they changed my mind. So when I go back...
Like? Give us an example.
Like branding. I went branding.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really American experience. It was awesome. And now, I don't know, I feel like if I did that at the beginning of the year, I would have not had the courage to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after I spent like 9 months, I did that without even thinking about it.
Okay.
And even if it was something that maybe, I don't know, I shared that with my family and they were like, I can't believe you did that. Because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they told me you changed a lot. Because since I came here, I feel like my mind changed and I will take everything back home.
Do you guys also feel that, Tobias? Is that something that you feel as well?
Yeah, I feel a lot of what Cisco's saying, like, or what everyone was saying, like, the dependency is something I'll take back with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel after having to be dependent for so long, it's going to be nice being able to kind of be a little independent once in a while.
Yes.
But also, like, I will take back that I can actually also depend on other people.
Okay. Like growing up.
Yeah. And also, like, just having an open mind to things, be more open to, especially the U.S., and, just see, now that I've seen how people actually are here, and not just, New York or California.
Are any of you going to take a moment and actually travel around some of the other parts of the U.S.? I know that you need to get home too, but are you going to see anywhere else? Have you traveled at all?
Yeah, well, I went to New York before coming here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
me too. I think we all have this thing.
Okay.
When I left my country, after that, I spent 3 days in New York with a lot of exchange students from all over the world. I spent like 3 days in my room with 2 kids from Germany and 1 kid from China. And so we visited New York and it was a really good experience. That kind of, it was to make us start to think about what we were going through. So we started to become more independent. Of course, we had like people to tell us what to do and to take us around the city. But that was like the first moment I realized I was by myself. And also like I saw something really cool because you don't see New York every day.
No.
Yeah.
And this is not like New York at all.
No.
And I often think, being European, I think that when people talk about the US, it's the way that some people talk about Europe. And you guys know very well, you're all Europeans as well, that, each individual country is different in the same that each individual state is different in this federation of 50 states. And so, you can't just call it one thing. You can't just call it Europe. You have to call it Spain or Norway or Italy or the UK and so on. And that's the same differences. There are the same cultural differences between states as well. So who is excited to go home? I think some of you mentioned already that you have mixed emotions about going home.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to getting back to?
Well, probably just friends and family.
Yeah. Have you been able to keep in touch pretty well? I mean, the internet and cellular digital media really helps.
I don't know. I feel like the time change is really something that...
Yes.
I don't know. I could talk with my parents just during the weekends because every time I get out of school, it's like midnight there.
Yes.
And as soon as I go to sleep, they wake up. So to communicate was really hard. I mean, it wasn't hard because now, we have text messages.
Mm-hmm.
I could keep in touch with them. But with my friends, I remember before I left, I was being dramatic, but I was like, I'm going to call you every day. I'm just going to talk to you all the time. And now I feel like I got I don't know, I haven't talked with my friends in a long time, so I'm excited to see them again.
And it is a 7 or 8 hour time difference for
everybody,
yes, I think. And, you know, that Europe is 7 hours ahead, so it does make conversation difficult. You have to plan for it.
Yes. And, like, I'm actually, like, next year going to college, and all my high school, like, friends and everything, like, I keep talking with them, but I know that, like, things are going to change. I'm going to meet, like, new people. Like, I think that everything is going to be different anyways.
So you've had really quite a lot of transitioning. It's not just this year. It's going to be next year.
Yes.
Next year, too. What are you excited to get home for?
I think probably, like, summer in Spain because it's, like,
hot.
Really fun. Yeah. Well, I don't know if I'm excited for that because it's going to be really, really hot.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think, like, the plan is in summer in Spain, like, then go to the beach and, like,
And for those who don't know, Europeans like to take summer holidays for quite long periods of time. I imagine the same.
I'm traveling a lot.
Is for you, and you know, summer is definitely a time off to play, and people like to travel, and you know, maybe at least take 2 or 3 weeks to visit somewhere else. So it is a different vibe as well.
Yeah.
Well, guys, thank you so much. Thank you for joining me and 307 Net Radio today, but also thank you for being part of this student body. I'm sure that you have influenced and impacted them just as much as they have impacted and influenced you, and I wish you all the very best on your travels home and for whatever the future brings for you.
Thank you.